I am going to interview the director for South African Doctors Without Borders, Rod Gerstenberg. He oversees MSF's operation for South African four projects in Rustenburg, Northwest, Khayelitsha in Western Cape, Ishowe in KwaZulu-Natal, and Tshwane, Gauteng. From our Cape Town General Office, he will speak to us about MSF, what the organization does globally and in Southern Africa. Thank you for joining us. How are you today?
Thank you for having me. I'm very well. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So what? Why did you want to become a doctor?
So actually, I'm not a doctor. That's a good place to start. Our name is Médecins Sans Frontières, which means Doctors Without Borders. But not everyone that works for the organization is a doctor. I actually studied economics when I went to university. We have about half of our staff are medical staff, and half of our staff do other things like administration or logistics, where they work with the computers or the drivers, the vehicles or supply, where they procure all the items we need. So there's quite a number of people that are not doctors. Yeah, it's a misconception. It happens all the time.
Okay, so how do you become part of MSF?
Okay, so working for MSF in South Africa is pretty easy. We open positions every now and again, and we have about 225 staff around the country. Something, as you explained, we have four projects. So one here that's nearby in Khayelitsha, one in Northwest in Rustenburg, one in Gauteng in Pretoria, and one in KwaZulu-Natal. And we have about 50 or 60 staff in each project around, and we have an office here in Cape Town. Anyone who's committed to the medical field, who wants to do something in health, and who wants to have a positive impact on people's lives should think about joining MSF one day.
So the project, tell me more about the project. What is it all about?
Okay. So I think I'd say that Khayelitsha and Ishowe are similar. We have projects where we try to help people that have HIV and tuberculosis. Those mm-hmm. projects really focus on those two key diseases. And as you're probably aware, South Africa has a very high burden or high number of people that have HIV and also TB. So that's what we do in those two projects. In Rustenburg, we have a project that helps survivors of sexual violence. So those people, it's not just women, but it's mostly women, sometimes children, that have unfortunately been victims of sexual violence. Well, we have a program that can treat their medical needs as well as their psychological needs. And then in Pretoria, we're just opening a project that's supposed to provide access to healthcare for migrants, mostly asylum seekers, people that have come from abroad, but also South Africans that are extremely vulnerable, say those that are living on the street in Pretoria. So we have what you would call a primary healthcare clinic, and we help to provide psychological support for these populations. That's more or less what we do in South Africa, and sometimes we respond to emergencies if there's emergency of xenophobic violence or depending a natural disaster, but generally South Africa is pretty quiet. But I would say, for example, if you the storm, for example, the cyclone in Mozambique, and that type of emergency, that's something that MSF has been doing for many, many years. That's what we started as, an emergency organization if there's a natural disaster. And we have a very big team now working in Mozambique to help the Beira area with the flood.
So how do you oversee the MSF operations for South Africa?
Good questions. Half of it's probably from behind my computer. Being based in Cape Town and being in the office that supervises the projects, we have project coordinators in each project, and they're really quite autonomous. They manage their resources, they manage their staff, they make decisions around what activities we should do which are best for the patients. And we have an office about 20 only in Cape Town that helps to supervise the whole country. Field visits, so traveling quite a lot, which I know that my family sometimes thinks is too much, but we make our way having projects all over.
So how can people get involved, and what was the role of Doctors Without Borders in the Sakhalin, India, and will they get involved in the KwaZulu-Natal disaster?
Okay, so like I said, Cyclone Idai We definitely are involved. So there's a huge operation there. I know that I think they've got more than 1,000 staff working, and we're doing quite a bit of fundraising so that we're able to provide enough support. Basically, in Idai, the first response was to try to treat and prevent cholera. So there was a cholera vaccination campaign which MSF supported. It was run by the government of Mozambique and the WHO. But once cholera seems to be decreasing, so we don't have to treat as many cases of cholera. And now MSF's working on water and sanitation to make sure people have access to clean water, to make sure that they have access to hygiene, and that other diseases that come with contaminated water don't start to take off. And then on your question on KwaZulu-Natal, it's a good one. I've had this question a couple times this week. I think in KwaZulu-Natal, the flooding is quite different than it was in Beira. Okay, so we would call both of them a flood. Mm-hmm. But the impact in the place like Mozambique was over large distances, like massive amounts of area where you would say all of the southern suburbs or all of the northern suburbs of Cape Town, for example, were flooded underwater. In KZN, although it's been really quite dramatic, the number of lives that have been lost, so I think it's like over 85 lives, it hasn't been this widespread flooding. It's actually been, I think, isolated incidents where buildings have collapsed. There was that church collapse, which was unfortunate. So it's kind of like... It's very difficult for us to respond. It's not a widespread, and there's not a huge displacement of people that have been moved out of their home. Those that have lost homes, I think, is not a huge number. It's in the couple hundreds, and I think they've been assisted with disaster management and they found shelter. So at the moment, actually, let's just say no, we don't have any particular activity in the KwaZulu-Natal floods, but that's okay for us. I think the response from the government, the army, and everyone seems to have been sufficient. And it's just unfortunate that so many people actually lost their home and lost their lives.
So is there a specific reason why you guys have 4 projects in this specific province?
Look, MSF, before it launches a project, has to take a look at what's really the main cause of either mortality, why are people dying, or why are people getting sick? And in South Africa, like we said before, you have the number one, the highest number of people infected with HIV. You have the highest number of people that contract TB in the entire world. So it's obvious reasons. It's some of the big killers here. Sexual violence, unfortunately, is also one of the major concerns in South African society. So we look at what are the real big issues that are affecting the population. We identify the needs, and then we do in what we call an explop. We go and assess. We see what are the numbers, what are the partners that are working. You know, MSF has a specific role, and that means we can't do everything. So we want to make sure that maybe other partners are taking care of it. Maybe they're not, and we go and do an assessment. And then after we put all the information together, is it something that is really needed? Is it something that MSF, there's no partner that's covering? Is it something that MSF is really set up to do? Then we make our decision to go and start a project.